thing to the Elizabeth, New Jersey. I think it was Elizabeth, New Jersey. I'm not sure.
And
I think it was the Rav Elizabeth, New Jersey. It was before. Right.
He said Rabbi Teitz's father-in-law was the Rav.
So he invited him for Shabbos. He said, I said, I would like to invite you for Shabbos, but I can't. Why can't I? Because a little while ago, there's one of the Gedolei HaDor, which I'll leave out his name, but and someone that we've all heard of, one of the most famous Rosh Hashivas from Europe.
Well, he said the name.
Yeah, he said the name. Okay, what can I do? He said, and I invited him for Shabbos. And my shita is that being that there's no girls based Yaakov, so my girls should sing Zmiras at Shabbos that they need a Meruchlias. At the Shabbos table, my daughter started to sing Zmiras. And his gado mamish got very upset and he gave a clap, called Isha, and he ran out of the room. He says, it ruined the Shabbos for everybody. So he says, I assume you would do the same thing, so I can't invite you. So Rav Ruderman said, no, I would never do that. Shad is, I just wouldn't listen. One of his talmidim told me there were women of tremendous concentration. That he wanted to not to listen, he didn't have to listen. But this Gado also was famous for his concentration. So he also didn't have to listen. So he said, that's the difference, because this Gado was not brought up in a Musa yeshiva. That's such a funny thing, no? That was pretty funny. Now Rabbi Hammer, was one of the Gedolei HaDor he was talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, he didn't go to Musa yeshiva. That's the difference. Musa yeshiva would not do that. Okay. Rishiva, I don't know about that, but Rishiva, there was this, when I remember when I was in the yeshiva, I was Rishiva's secretary. There was a guy in the yeshiva who was having trouble with Shaduchim. And he was going out with a girl, and then the girl dropped him. Why did she drop him? Because felt he wasn't from enough. Why wasn't she from enough? He from enough because she told him a ma'isa that her sister just got married. She had two rayas that he wasn't from. He didn't have Yiras Shamayim. She was so upset. One raya was that his sister just got married and her chosen came to the family first time for Pesach, for the Seder. And she said they had some non-religious aunts over. And also they started singing. And here the chosen, he never met the family before. And he made a public machah. So she asked him, would you do the same thing? So he says, before I would do it, I would like to check if it's the right thing halachically. So that was the first raya that he wasn't in of Yiras Shamayim. And the second raya was she asked him, how do you want to go into Arbatzah's Torah? What if you go to a place and there's no Chal of Yisrael? And he said, he'd redine Rav Moshe's Heter. So that was the second raya. So she dropped him. So upset. He was so upset, Rishiva. All right, anyway.
Where is she now?
I have no idea, but she's not held with him. It was 40 years ago. So you don't have to worry. But okay.
Yay.
That was an amazing story. But he had some other pretty chashva, interesting lines, I think. But okay, anyway.
One of the daughters who sang the Zmiras married Rabbi Teitz. I just want to make that clear for the record.
Yeah, okay. Miss Tama, yes. They're probably pretty chashva people.
Yes.
Anyway, okay. All right, so we're supposed to be learning today. I guess we can't bow to, we have to learn a little bit. It's going to come to
me. Is it Pashit that the Zmiris is an issue? Lamaisa, it sounds like a husband can hear his wife sing Shabbos Zmiris even when she's in Nida. So it's not so
Pashit. Excuse me, I'm not a Pashit. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi. I was just telling you, we were just reminiscing about Rav Ruderman's tape. And so that was the story on the tape. That was a controversial story. I am not. You want to ask a shayla, you can ask your local Orthodox rabbi, as they say. I'll give you Rabbi Hammer's phone number.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
But I can't be recorded. Whenever I answer, they can't record it. That's it.
Right. Okay. Okay. Anyway, so we started Tysus. Tavis Derry Masco Hot. Then maybe I just want to go back to that thing I think of Rashi and the Rajba again. We have time. But let's first do Tysus. Tosfos brings the definition of Mechaya Karna is Tantra Beres Anasa. Rashi says, Tantra Beres Anasa, I made a mistake yesterday, Rabbi Shamir corrected me, is that he rolled on the Beres. There's a lot of different, there is a big Machlokes Rishonim. There is some Rishonim that say that he made on the Beres. Other Rishonim say that the Beres were cold. Now there's Rashi learns, seems to be a Machlokes, what do you need for Hanada Zeka? Rashi learns that the animal wanted to get Hanoah from rolling. That's Pashup Shan Rashi. And therefore, he rolled on the Paris because he wanted to go roll. So he just, you know, that was the most convenient place. Other people seem to feel that you have to get Hanoah from the Hezek. So therefore, they learn, Pete also learned that the Paris were cold. And he was rowing on them because he wanted to use like ice cubes. So he was getting actual Hanoah from the Peiris. And there's a third shot that does say that he got the Hanoah that he relieved himself, went to the bathroom because he that was a Hanoah that he needed. But the question is, that should be Sriris. Okay, so that's where they're not such a, they argue with that shot. But there is, in the Rishayim, there are those three shots. But Rashi does say, I stand corrected. Because we Pashup Shat Tavis is working with Rashi, the Pashtus, he doesn't say anything. And Rashi says right here, okay. So Tavis learns that that's the case of Mechaya Karna, of Lo Mechaya Karna. Why is that Lo Mechaya Karna? Apparently, because the Guf Aperis are still here. Since the Etzem goodness, when the animal eats the peiris, so even if it only eats a part of the peiris, so that part is missing. So the gabi, that part is mechaya karna. But here, there's nothing missing. The peiris are still here. They just went down in value. It could be you can't even wash it. It could be that the dirt went inside and there's no way of getting it off. But the etzem peri is here. It's still here. So that's called lo mechaya karna. You didn't destroy the thing. You just put something on top of it, which lowered its value. Okay. What the svara is, I do not know. Why that should make for a difference, no idea.
If you don't presume that it got embedded in the payers and it can't come out, then a way that it kind of damages it. So then there's just something on top of it that devalues it.
Okay, so why would that be? I mean, the maaseh goes down in value.
It's not, I didn't damage it. It didn't.
Okay, but the maaseh, you're paying nezek for the loss of value, Pashas. Okay, anyway, yeah, we decided if you lock something in a box.
If I take your paris and I lock them in a box, so yeah, now.
That's not as, that's just grama.
So maybe
it's called grama. But this is here that the bear itself, that's why it's probably the dirt's on the bear, in the bear, whatever. It's not just, okay, anyway, right. If you just lock the door, that's called grama. Anyway, so time is, but I think we gave up on that. There's a sugya, what the svar of Lamechaya Karna. We decided that being that we don't bask and like it, so it's almost like whatever that svar is, the maskana is not true. So Shamir says, yeah, but maybe like every good havamina and half stays true in the maskana. Okay, that could be. But we did not work on it. We decided we're going to skip it because you never know. Maybe it's not true at all in the maskana. So we left it. But Taisa seems to say that the only case of Lo Mechaya Karna is Tentva Beres Anasa. Then Taisa is bothered by Akasha. Mikomagom Korade the Kaman and Timpa Beris Anasa Toda. As it's about by Akasha. Why should it be a Toda? It should be an of. So I was trying to explain yesterday that this question doesn't make any sense. The fiyan is the idea. Obviously it does, but in the superficially, I thought it didn't make any sense. So I'm trying, let me try and say the question again, because I think that it was not understood by many people, maybe. So let's take the Torah, we have a riboy of Lo Mechaya Karna. How do we know Lo Mechaya Karna? From where? Where are the Taisis or the Gemara, really? That Shane is Chaya by Loma Chaya Garna.
Dumya.
It's Dumya.
Hekesh from Rego. That Hekesh to Rego, is that coming for other purposes or just is the only purpose it's coming for?
It came in later the other way. We did Rego to Shane.
Right. So Mistama, we learn how Mishachash, Shluchay. So Mistama, there are other, who knows what else? The Gemara doesn't say it is the only purpose for this Hekesh. I don't know. We assume there could be other Hek purposes. We don't know. And Bechlau, I don't know. A Hekesh is not really an extra Pasuk. I don't know if it's Tamekash. So what would happen if Lu Yitzur, Tavis seems to feel that the only case of Mechaya Karna is Tantza Beres Anasa. What Lu Yitzur, Tantza Beres Anasa didn't exist. And you know what? You couldn't find, there was no case in the world of Lo Mechaya Karna by Shane.
Maybe you're frozen.
I just mirrored you, Rabbi Lubin, just freeze for everybody.
Yeah, frozen.
Hurricane there.
Oh, right. Hurricane.
There's no hurricane.
There's a hurricane in the Philippines.
Somebody should maybe text him or call him.
No, there is a Hurricane Ada, supposedly. But I think once he's not here, I think the tape is available on TorahDownloads.com. So I think it's now you do a little call. So it's I put the link in the group. The guttle is Rebarach Bear, but also mentioned a similar story is mentioned in making of a guttle. Just
what? Oh, Rabbi Lewin's back.
In the Zoom, there are Lewin's. Come on.
Where is he?
Rebbe, you're on mute.
Rebbe, you're on mute.
Rebbe, you're muted.
I'm on Yeshiva's internet, so anything that goes wrong is Yeshiva's fault.
we missed the last 2 minutes.
Okay, I said, what if you had a case? Someone else got disconnected here. What if there was no case in the world of Lo Mechaya Karna by Shane? Would there be a problem? You know, would there be a problem? The Torah... the Hekesh between Shane and Rego, Matthew's also Chai B'Lo Mechaya Karna, and we looked and we couldn't find a single case of Lo Mechaya Karna by Shane, because the case of Tintva Peres Anasa doesn't exist. Animals don't row on Peres. They don't row. Let's say the Metzias isn't true. Animals will not row on Peres. They don't like Peres. So there's no Metzias of Tintva Peres Anasa. Would that be a problem?
Yeah, Lahora would be a problem because then we couldn't say Dumya. I mean, not sure. So, I mean,
we don't need it. It's not needed.
It confuses the line in the Gemara.
I'm not sure why it's Gemara.
There is no problem. The Torah doesn't say there has to be a case of Lo Mechaya Karna by Shane. The Torah is telling you there's a Hekesh that if Lu Yitzur, there's a case of Lo Mechaya Karna by Shane, you're Chayiv just like Rego's Chayiv.
But the Dumya is only based on
okay.
But that's only based on the implication of the pasuk, the fact that you use a lashon of beer. I mean, I'm not sure why. I mean, for some reason, when we tie up Shane and beer, we say that it's Lo Mechaya Karna.
I'm saying, what would be if there's only there's no Metzias?
But if there's no Metzias, how could you imply such? How could you say the Torah is implied that such is Chayav by Shane? You can't say the Torah is implied that such is Chayav by Shane.
I don't follow. I'm saying if Lu Yitzur, there was no case. So the only case of shame is when you bite with your teeth. And if you didn't bite with your teeth, it's not shame. There's no such case. And when an animal rolls on Paris, it doesn't get any hana. So then, okay, so there's no case of Lo Mechaya Karna. There's no hechruch that there has to be a case of Lo Mechaya Karna. Obviously, there's a case because the Gemara says so. But the Gemara had no hechruch that the case exists. Mechaira, there's no, from the Torah, there's no hechruch for the case exists. The Gemara is smart. The Gemara knows the case existed. And therefore, the Gemara discusses it. But it's not like the Gemara had an indication from the Torah that the case exists. I don't see that. So therefore, I say like this. Why is something a Toldah? something's a Talda, because if a person would have just looked at the Torah superficially without using his brain, Havana, he would say, this is not what the Torah was talking about. Torah mentioned negicha with your horns, and you did hezek with your foot, you kicked. Wait, the Torah didn't speak about that. Yeah, but what's the difference? But that's only because you understand that the essence of Karen is kavanos al hazik. But if you read the Torah superficially, and you think the essence of Karen is what the Torah says, goring with your horns at mitzias, so you wouldn't extend it to kicking. So therefore, kicking is a toda. Same thing with shame. When you look at the Torah says eating. Superficially, I would think only eating. I would think tins peperis anoso is not shame, not because it's lo mechaya karna. I would think tins peperis anoso is not shame because it's not eating. And anytime you don't eat, it's not shame. The pasuk says shame. Comes along Chazal and their amkes and their gathers, and they say when the Torah said shame is chayiv, it's not a din in your teeth. It's not a din in eating. It's a din in hanada zeka. Therefore, anything that has hanada zeka is shame. So you know what? Tintha peres is also shame. Oh, but since you had to learn it out based on svara, so it's a tolda. So even if tintha peres lanasa was mechalia karna, it would be a tolda. Right? That's a good way of asking the question. Let's say you had a case of tintha peres lanasa, which is mamish mechalia karna. The animal rolled on the peres, and he didn't just get it dirty, he smashed them to smithereens and they're completely gone with tomatoes. And he rolled on them and now there's nothing left. That would also be a tolda of shame, because the Torah wrote shame. Torah wrote doing hezek with your teeth. Chazal had a user, seichel, to figure out that it applies to rolling a bears, just like the other case of Tolda the Shane, Nechaka Bekoisol Anosa. Why is that a Tolda the Shane? That's Mechaya Karna, according to Tysus, because it's a Tolda of Shane, because it's not exactly the Shane that's in the Torah. The Shane that's in the Torah is eating, and Nechaka Bekoisol Anosa is not eating. So therefore, you would, without using your seichel, you would know it. So anything that needs the seichel to teach it to you, tanta beres anasa is a tolda. So what do I care? Well, the Torah, the fact that it's lo mechaya karna mitzadat, it should be an av. Ain't no chinami. But it's a tolda for a different reason. It's not a tolda because it's lo mechaya karna. And even Taimis in his answer seems to say it's a tolda because it's lo mechaya karna. It's a tolda because the Torah wrote shame and the Torah didn't write nischakaka bekaiso. You know, the other cases of tolda the shame. Nechaka nischakaka bekaiso anotza, tinsa peres anotza. The Torah didn't write that. The Torah wrote with your tooth, with your mouth, eating. How do you know that's a mazik? Torah says you're using your seichel, that this is hanot. So that's a tolda. So what does Taivis want? Of course it's a tolda. No, that was my problem. That's what I was trying to ask yesterday. I don't know if it came across or not.
Rabbi, in the prior Amud, it says Negifa could be an av because it's explicit in the Pasuk. But then they said Negifa is actually Negicha.
Figure it out. You just the pasuk. You read the pasuk. The pasuk says it.
If this pasuk of Vashala,
but kicking, is you have to use your brain to figure out what the essence of Karen is. And the essence of Karen is kavanos lahazik, but that's a tolda because theoretically, if a person wasn't a talmid chacham, he would have thought the essence of Karen is some kind of physical characteristic. There is such a Havamina somewhere, I know in Baba Kama, that we define Ovis by their physical characteristics rather by their Lamdisha characteristics. It was such a Havamina somewhere, pretty sure. So therefore, a person would have thought that kicking is not a Toda, not a Chayiv. doesn't have the physical characteristics of Karen.
But if instead of Shalach, it's a 10-foot Peros in the Pasuk, then Rebbe would be okay with that?
Right, if it's said in the Pasuk, so then it's an Av. Right.
So
Lu Yisor, it said 10-foot Peros on us in the case of Mechaya Karna is an Av. So then, of course, in the case of Lo, Mechaya Karna is also an Av. Then I agree. Then Tavius is right. But the Torah never said, in other words, if you had a case of Shane, Lu Yisor, you had a case of Shane of Lo Mechaya Karna. Okay, so that's it doesn't say Lo Mechaya Karna is a Tolda. The Brat says, if you look in the it's two-thirds of the word down, Natolda the Shemayin, is Kartika because on Asa. Is that Mechaya Karna or Lo Mechaya Karna? That's Mechaya, Lo, that's Mechaya Karna, and it's still a Tolda. So Tinta, why is it a Tolda? Because it's not the Farish in the Torah. I keep on getting messages, by the way, that my internet's not working well. So it could be it's the weather in Miami. It is raining outside. So we if we get disconnected, I apologize. But okay. But anyway, Nishkakal because of Anasa is an of, even though it's Mechaya Karna. So Tinta Peres Anasa, even if it would be Mechaya Karna is a Tolda. Even though it's Mechaya. So Tinta Peres Anasa would be a Tolda, even if it's Mechaya Karna. So what does Davis want? That's my problem.
Just one thing to point out. I hear the question, but just one thing to point out as far as the Gemara, when it said tin for Paris is pretty not mefarish. I mean, if it means to say tin for Paris, not derech shit, not mamish in the derech of eating, but tin for Paris that's rolling around on the ground, I say the Mishnah should have been mefarish.
She says.
No, I mean to say that Rashi the Shitaso, but Tosa's holding that tin for Paris means like while the animal's eating. That it's metanet peiros while it's eating. So when it says metanet peiros,
I don't know. You're saying time is arguing with Rashi and Jonathan. I don't know who said. Why should I assume that time is arguing? And even if he does, time is for sure grants that it includes Rashi's case. So what's Tavis's kasha? It definitely includes Rashi's case too. He's not arguing. Not going to argue the halach with Rashi that that's not a tolda.
Well, that would be like nischach bekosel then. Mean.
No, this is Tinfa Peres. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means Rashi's case. What's wrong with saying that? The Gemara means Rashi's case.
Because if the Gemara meant Rashi's case, then it really needed to mefarish because that case is actually an off. That case is actually an off.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't agree.
I would suggest that the Rashi
it was necessary mefarish. It's very dyfic to say.
That's because Rashi is learning a different shot and Tosos it is necessary.
That's very dyfic. I'm sorry. The Tosos is basing his kasha on the assumption that Rashi's wrong.
Rashi's not wrong. Tosos would probably learn that Rashi is nichlal that nischach bekosel. But as far as Tosos is concerned, there's a chiddush in the fact that you're eating and then there's a secondary result that you caused tito.
Okay. I hear, but I don't agree.
I mean, can Rebbe,
that's the beauty of internet. I can disagree.
Can Rebbe translate the
Mechaya Karna, but we don't see anywhere that Tavis argues in Rashi what the basic definition of Tanta Peres Anos is. I don't know where I'm with. If he did, he should have said so. I don't know. And to say
he
that
he just said so. He just told you it's a tit for Paris.
Because you would figure it out. You know, not everyone is as smart as you.
He's written for 13th century Torah scholars.
And that's why he asked his kasha. I don't know. I don't believe that.
I'm not good. What does Shamir try to say that the Tosfos was?
Let me go. We gotta go.
Shamir Shmuti.
You argue with him.
You said that.
You argue with him later. Okay. How is
Rebbe reading Tosfos' answer?
I don't know. If I understood his question, I could try and figure out his answer.
No, what are the words mean?
His answer is not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's a tolda because Tinfa Paris makes it a tolda. So if his answer is that since it's Lo Mechaya Karna, it's a tolda because only Mechaya Karna is written Beferish. which is not even what I'm saying either. I'm saying that it would be a tolda even if it was mechalya karna. That's definitely not what Tavis is saying in his answer. Tavis says, since the pasuk's talking only about mechalya karna, and this is lo mechalya karna, therefore it is, it's a tolda. I don't know.
Is there a comma after ba'achila in Tosfos?
What?
Or is there a comma after the word ba'achila in his answer when he says ba'achila the mechalya karna? Does he mean?
I'm sorry. I can't hear. You're not coming across clear.
All right. Is there a comma after the word ba'achila? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Now I hear you. Is there a comma after the word ba'achila? Let me look in Tosfos. No, I don't think so. It's an adjective.
Didn't Rebbe say that Tosfos holds that Achila, that Achila is always Mechaya Karna?
Right. So he's saying that the. I don't know. Okay. First of all, that could have been a mistake. That's what I thought, but that might be wrong. And if, I'll tell you why I said it, but maybe you can prove from your dick that I'm wrong. Maybe you're right, it's a very good dick. Or if you want to say that I was right, you'll have to say that when he says the word achila, it's lav dafe. It just means a lom de shachila, means a shein, a hanor azeh. The general alumnus, and Achila and alumnus. But the question I had yesterday. Okay, Dr. Gandhi, you're right. You're making more questions. Oh, maybe we can understand Tavis's kasha altogether, because Tavis's kasha is a tinfa perishanasa. It should be an of because it's based in the whole wide world of lo mechalya karna. Right. So Dr. Kuanter is there's a case of lo mechalya karna, and Shamir was saying an example of when the animal ate and then he spit out. Right. That's what Shamir was saying. You could have such a case
actually.
Of lo mechaya karna, he got all the saliva and then he sneezed and then it all spilled out of his mouth and he didn't swallow it. That was, and he didn't even chew it. It just, you know, he was a big. He put it all in his mouth and then he sneezed and it got covered with his saliva. So you could have theoretically the chayra, you could have lo mechaya karna even with. Not tinfa perishanasa. So what's Tavis's kasha? This is a completely different question. What's Tavis's kasha? Why does he want tinfa perishanasa to be an of? There are other ways if the only case of no mechaya karna is tinfa perishanasa, okay, so then I could hear it's an of. But even though I have my question, why? But if there are other cases, So then there's no indication from the Torah. That's really another question. I'm not sure if we can answer both questions together. So I was assuming because of that question yesterday that Tavis can't have any at all, that there's no other case in the world, which sounds very daichik. And you are right that the mashmos of Tavis is not mashma that way.
Rabbi, a quick question is if there would be two psukim for shame, one that was mechalya karna, one that was lo mechalya karna. Would Tosos
yes.
be comfortable with tanfa peros being an av?
Yes. And av, yes. Then, yeah. Then I would hear Tavis's question.
So maybe because he's bothered that
Torah wrote an extra pasuk for the case of lo mechalya karna. And if you forget about Dr. Guantra's question, We leave his question in abeyance. We'll assume that there's only one case in the world of lo mechaya karna. So the Torah wrote an extra pasuk, and that extra pasuk is dealing with Omechaya Karna, which the only possible case is Tinfa Peres Anasa. So then Tivis would be right. It's an of. Then I would understand Tivis's question. But my old question is that there is no pasuk. It's not two pasukim. There's only one pasuk. And Amai learn from a Hekish, but the Hekish is coming for other things. It's not mukhluk from the Hekish that the case of Lo Mechaya Karna exists. Maybe there are no cases of Lo Mechaya Karna. So it's not mukhluk that there's no riot from the Torah that it's true. You have to figure it out from your seichel. Yes. Max. Oh boy. I love this thing that has everyone's name on it. It's so easy.
Yeah, yes. I put my name there. Tosus is contrasting that according to Rashi's pshat in Lo Mechaya Karna, then it's in the pasuk. Both of them are in the pasuk of Shane, includes Mechaya Karna, Lo Mechaya Karna. But if you switch to his pshat of Tinfa Peres, now all of a sudden his Lo Mechaya Karna is no longer in the pasuk.
Tavis is asking the other way. Tavis is asking that according to him, it should be enough. That means he's saying it is in the pasuk.
Right, because he's learning that according to Rashi's pshat and Lo Mechaya Karna, it's taka in the pasuk. So now Tavis he's like questioning himself. Sorry. You're still breaking up.
My internet's not working.
Okay, so in the beginning,
it might help if you turn off the video. There'll be less to stream. We like seeing.
No, we have to see. We have to see Rebbe.
What?
If it's audio only, it may be less choppy.
I'm asking that.
Okay,
that's
trying. Well, hopefully this will work.
I'll try one more time. Tosus is looking at the pasuk and seeing that Rashi's pshat and Lo Mechaya Karna is in the pasuk as an av. Both Lo Mechaya Karna and Mechaya Karna, according to Rashi, are an av. So it's like in the pasuk. So when he says his pshat of Tinfa Peres, right, it's no longer in the pasuk anymore. It's like it's a tolda. So he's contrasting that Rashi's pshat of Lo Mechaya Karna is an av, and my pshat of Lo Mechaya Karna is a tolda. Not really sure if I have a question, but just interesting.
Yeah, because if that's the question, he's not answering it.
Right. Now, this Tavis seems to be asking a question on his own chat. So he seems to be asking on his own chat that according, since I just got finished saying that the only case of, leaving Dr. Guante's question, because that, I think it's a good question, but let's deal without it first, because with that question, I don't think they go together, even though really we should try and answer them both, but I don't know. But it's assuming the simple reading of Tavis is that Tavis only has one case of Lo Mechaya Karna. So Tavis Kasha is, since there's only one case, and the Torah was marbit, so it's enough. So he's saying that would be good if there was a Feirish of Pasuk, that the Torah wrote an extra pasuk to be marvim Lo Mechaya Karna. So then you say, well, what's this pasuk coming for? The only case it can be coming for is Tinfa Peres Anasa. But once it's not an extra pasuk, it's just a hekish. The hekish is b'chlal not an extra pasuk. And the hekish is coming for other things. So for all you know, there is no case of Ayakarna. So since without using of Tanta Peres Anasa, because in your non-logic stage, you think that the definition of Shane is a physical mitzvah of biting, so you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know Tanta Peres, so you have to know it from your seichel. That makes it a Toda. Okay, even if Tanta Peres Anasa will be Mechayat Karna, it will be a Toda. What, I'm missing? No. Someone saying something?
I don't think so.
No. One of the Brigitte started saying something.
Rebbe, I don't understand. In Rebbe's structure also, is Rebbe not saying that Tosos is arguing with Rashi's Peirush of Tinfa Peres?
No, that was what you were discussing. Yes, I'm saying that.
No, I'm just trying to say, isn't Rebbe saying the same thing as far as that issue?
Yes.
Yes,
Tosfos is not arguing in Rashi's definition of Tinfa Peres. That's the Pashtus. He doesn't say he's arguing.
And how does what Tosfos said? Okay. I'm just not following how what Tosfos is, how Tosfos's answer affects that issue then later on. Okay.
If Tosfos would argue, he would have to say so. Tosfos would be, it's too chaser in Tosfos to assume he's arguing, in my Pashtus opinion. Okay, Rabbi, anyway, so does anyone have an answer? Rafi, what are you saying? We don't hear from you.
Maybe this might be very deichik, but I was like, if you look at the order of the Tosfos in, Dumya Deregel is the third Tosfos on the page. So maybe Tosfos is not going in the step of the Gemara when it's making the Hekesh for Regel to Shein. He's going in the earlier step when the Gemara is dealing with the kasha of why the Braisa, why the author of the Braisa needed to quote this pasuk. What else would the reader of the Braisa think? And the Gemara said, we would think they're both on Shein Hada Mechaya Hada Lo Mechaya. So maybe Tosfos is bothered that assuming, even if we're not talking to a big Talmud Chacham, we're not talking to the Amoret, so the person knows there's such a thing called Avos, or Arba Avos Nezikin, so there has to be told us too. And Tosfos is bothered by, assuming this is the only possible case of Lo Mechali Karna, that how could someone think they're both by shame, but then there's no told of the shame.
But we know there are two told of shame, where there's also
the
shame.
The
Schachach of the Kaisa. So you have a told of shame and the Schachach of the Kaisa. That's the Gemara later has two told of the shame.
That
slugs me up. So it doesn't slug you up so much. What he's asking at this stage, how could you read that Braisa? You know, but I don't know, that sounds a little.
Yeah, no, that's worse than I thought. I forgot that there's another Tolda.
And when the Gemara said, how could the Gemara suggest? Yeah. Okay.
To me, it's a little bothersome that Tosfos is asking in Skasha here, but I don't know. It's like he doesn't even reference it.
It's not so bad. Because,
it's a little funny.
Well, it's not so bad because this is the first time that Gemara brings in Lo Mechaya Karna. So really, Tosfos's agenda is to discuss what the definition of Lo Mechaya Karna is. So that belongs here. And then once he discusses it, and then he has a pshat, then he asks Akasha, why is it a tolda? Pasha pshat, his last question is according to the Maskana, but he sticks it here because his first question is on the Havamina. He has to discuss immediately, as soon as the Gemara brings in Lo Mechaya Karna, he has to discuss what is it. Then, after he discusses what is it, then he asks a question, well, according to this, so that in Maskana, why is it called the Talda?
Why can't this say what he was saying? That Tosfos is asking on the Gemara's Havamina, how can you think that I have two psukim for Shane, and one is for Mechalia, one is for not Mechalia? Yeah, then how do you explain the later on that the Gemara says that this is a tolda?
Okay, so we're not at this point, we won't go with that price. Is that such a kasha? The Gemara is going through the steps. Is this a real Havamina, or the Gemara just working it out?
The fact that it's in the pasuk, does that by definition mean it can't be a tolda? It has to be an av?
Uh-oh. In other words, I don't want to understand just to read. In other words, the question is, was this a real Havamina, or the Gemara's, it's like sort of in the middle. So he's saying the Gemara had a real Havamina that Idi Hashem, Hod Mechaya. So they're saying it's only a Sagadayt Amin. I'm just reading it to saying your pshat. The Gemara has never had a pshat that's really true. It's only if I didn't have the braisa, salgadaita amina. So enachinami, I would be salgadaita amina, and I would say it's an av. Right? You can't ask the kasha on the salgadaita amina, then it's not a toga.
You're going in your prat that the braisa is talking what the amaratzim would have thought.
Yeah.
So the amaratzim would not have thought this because they know the other braisa.
All right, but that's already. First of all, I don't know if my shot's right. I only said it in Rashi. I definitely never didn't say it in Tysus.
Yeah, Rashi was just trying to get you to say that.
Okay.
Why don't we say the opposite? Let's say the Amaratim, who says they know
the Brysa too. You know, once that's like such a weak question that the Amaratim have to know that Brysa.
Right, I was trying to say the Mishnah, but to say they have to know the Brysa is even worse.
I know, you were trying to say there's no other case.
Right.
Rebbe, why don't we say the opposite? Let's say tinfapiris can occur while it's eating. Just the hanukkah for a moment. Therefore, tinfapiris has to be talking about where it's doing it for a different hanukkah. It's not doing it for hanukkah, Derek, it's eating, because otherwise it's not going to result in tinfapiris. Rather, it's got to be it's rolling around, like Rashi says. In which case, the dumya is an explicit gilui that bichlal shein is the animal rolling around on its back to mitane peiros. Therefore, it's not a tolda. That's an av.
No, maybe. Why is it an av? That maybe gupa. Without using my seicho, I would say that you're not chayiv in such a case. So you need. How do you know that you're actually chayiv in such a case? Only because you figured it out in your head.
Through all yedei dimya. I learn out that when it rolls around on Peiros, that's chayiv.
So I didn't agree with that. I said that there's no raya. This is where we start out the first step. I claim my premise is that lo yisur, there's no case of lo mechaya karna, we would have no problem. So the pasuk, the hekesh, doesn't prove that you're chayiv by tinfa peiros anasa. Without that, if I was a Maya, Mr. Amoretz, who doesn't know the concept of toldas and thinks the definition of shame is eating with your teeth,
right,
then he would say, what can I do? There is no case of lo mechaya karna.
Again, Pashup Shah is that toldas are like a medama milsa la milsa, meaning the higher the right. Av is the av, the toldas right. Are medama milsa la milsa.
So the person who wouldn't be knows the medama milsa la milsa, the person who's not smart enough to be Madame Milson and Milson. So he would have been under the mistaken impression that there is no Toldus. Okay, so there is no Lo Mechaya Karna. There is no Lo Mechaya Karna. So what would be so terrible?
No, but it's a question of whether or not I need Dimyon Milson La Milsa to get you to Tim Papyrus, or do. Can I get it straight from Dumya? I can get it straight from Dumya. That's not true. Because the drush of Dumya is telling me that which is by regel is also by Shane. That which is by regel is also by Shane. So if it's telling me that which is by regel is also by Shane, that means that Shane has to be the metonic paters of rolling around.
I also still don't agree with you. The drush is only telling you one chiddush, not telling you two chiddushim. You're making the drush is telling you two chiddushim. That the drasha simultaneously is telling me, I don't know, I'm not ready to buy that. Okay, anyway,
Can I try one more time?
Yeah, okay,
according to Rashi, the case of Lo Mechaya Karna is an av. We don't find any difference between eating it to the root and not eating it to the root. So in that case, we have a dimyon where we learn, you know, we learn it out lo mechalia karna from regel, just like regel is no different, so too by Shane. So according to Rashi, lo mechalia karna is an av.
Right. And
so you see clearly a raya that there's, at least according to Rashi's logic, that you could call something an av just by it being a dimyon to regel. So comes along closest and has to explain why something that's a dimyon to regel is a tolda only because even though it's a dimyon to regel, nevertheless, since Pashti the cross, Ayrbachila, so therefore we still call it a tolda.
Okay, but I say in Rashi, it's an av because it's not really a dimyon to regel. The basic av is a dimyon to shame because you're eating. So it's a dimyon to shame. It's only on the point of lo mechaya a karna that we're learning from a hekesh is like a pasuk. So that's okay. But according to Tysus, the basic of you had to use your seichel. And according to Rashi, you don't have to use your seichel for anything because you're eating and that's the farish, the pasuk of shame. And Omechaya Parna is learned out from Rego. So therefore, it's enough. Okay, that makes sense. But in Taisa, so you have to use your Seicho. So then it should be an Atav. Okay, no, anyway, I would take it. I don't know the answer.
The whole Gemara is predicated on the fact that you can't learn Lo Mechaya Kind of from Mechaya Kind. Otherwise, you could just say, well, make it a Tolba.
I understand. We learn it out from Rego. But I think in Rashi, it's good. It's enough. Because when this case is a conglomeration of two things. It's in order to be chayev, you have to have two things. You have to be you have to have the essence of shame, and you have to have and that lo mechaya karna. So I'm saying ein achinami mitzad the lo mechaya karna should be enough. But mitzad the essence, it should be a tolda. Okay, I would suggest anyone else a suggestion. I don't really have Aaron. You're quiet. It's not like you. Okay, he's got you quiet. Anyway, I would suggest something like this. We're under the impression because it's not beferish in the Torah. So then you need to use your seichel to learn it out. So then I think my question is right. But maybe we have the wrong havana of what may use your seichel to learn it out does not make it a tolda. What makes it a tolda is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't consider it important enough to speak about it explicitly. Something that you Hashem had it in his mind when he was speaking, that means it's kashiv. It's not a din in us, it's a din in HaKadosh in the Torah, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? In other words, we were under the impression, if the Torah said shame, we're a bunch of idiots, and we would normally translate shame as eating. So anything which isn't eating, we have to use our brain to figure it out. So since we have to use our brain, that's called the Tolda, because it's not the Hedja, it's not the Feirish. That's how I understood Rashi. Maybe no, the word is not because something that we have to use our brain. So what if you have to use your brain? The point is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have in mind to speak about. The fact that Hashem had in mind to speak about it gives it chashivas. So Taibis Kasha is, assuming again, leaving Dr. Gawanter's question out, if you assume there's only one case of Lo Mechaya Karna, so the Maisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote this Hekesh. The Maisa, the Hekesh, is coming for the case of Tanta Peres Anasa. So that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in his mind Tanta Peres Anasa when he wrote the Torah. We would know it unless we use our Seichel Anushi, but once we use our Seichel Anushi and we understand the case exists, that is what Hashem meant when Hashem made the Hekesh. So it has chashivas because we see Hashem was discussing. Hashem had it in it was discussing it. Hashem had it in his vision, so to speak. Because Baruch Hu, when he wrote the Torah, he made this Hekesh. One of the reasons why Kosh Baruch Hu made this Hekesh was to tell you Tinfa Peres Anasa. So you see, Tinfa Peres Anasa is Choshev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something directly, so you should know it. You know, I don't know. That was the only thing I could think of.
I did see that Rabbi Kiva Eger asked later on, according to Tosfos, that why was the Gemara suggesting that Tinfa Peres Lahan Asa might not be Kiyotze Bo if it really is Bichlal the Av? I'm not sure that's
no. What kind of question is that? Typhus says it's not the Av, it's only a Tolda.
No, but as far as the Gemara is concerned, the idea of being Kiyotzebo or not Kiyotzebo, meaning theoretically what the argument the Rebbe's making is that the question of whether they're Kiyotzebo or not Kiyotzebo is that is it only that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu explicitly stated or explicitly implied? Or is it even that which we're learning out midama milsa lamilsa or whatever? I mean, I know the chashivas of being the Av in Rebbe's Mahalach theoretically is that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke about. Or either through the drush of this, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke about.
I don't understand, Rick.
Meaning that if according to Tosos, Tinfa Peiros is really Bechlal, that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke through inference about, then for what reason was the Gemara considering the possibility that it wouldn't be Kiyotsebo?
Okay, I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know. Did the Gemara really consider the possibility, or just the Gemara just considered the possibility, just speaking it out, just going through the cheshbon? I you know, the Parsha Pshat, there was no real Havamina that it should be not Kiyotsebo. So I know I have to see Yuri Kiva again. I don't know.
Can Rebbe say the Pshat again?
Yeah, well, I'm not really so crazy about it, but I don't know. Something is happening funny here. My lights, everything going out. Okay. I was saying like this, that we thought that what makes something a Toda is because you need your seichel to figure it out. So then I think Davis' kasha makes no sense because you need your seichel to figure out Tanfa Peres Anosa. You need to use your seichel to understand that the essence of Shane is not eating. The essence of Shane is Hanada Zeka. But maybe that's not what makes something into a Tolda. What makes something into a Tolda is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's say together, what makes something an Av? So I always thought to make something in love is that it's blatant in the Torah. Even the Amoratsim who read the Torah on the see it. You don't have to use any seichel. It's right there. It's a Ferish Apasik. But Ferish Apasik is an up. So then Tavis's question would make sense because this is not a Ferish Apasik. But if you learn, maybe what the reason why something in of is the fact that the Beferish Apostolic means, why did Hashem pick this for the Apostolic and not something else? That means that this is Choshev. This is what Hashem picked to focus on. It's not because it's Beferish. The Beferish Apostolic is only a simon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered it important that he discussed it explicitly. You things that are important, you talk about explicitly. Things that aren't as important, you leave it for people to figure out. So the fact that you talked about it explicitly shows that it's important. The fact that this was on your radar to discuss explicitly. So if there's only one case of Lo Mechaya Karna, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote a Hekesh, so that means that the Hekesh was written for this case. So that means that the Maisa al pi emes. Now, if I didn't have a brain, I wouldn't have figured it out, and I would say there is a case of Alon Mechaya Karna. But realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the Hekesh for this case. Wow, this case must be important. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote a Hekesh for this case. So that makes this case into a Toda, into an Av. Because this was what Hashem wrote the Hekesh for. This is what it was, this was on, you know, this was the main purpose of the Hekesh was for this. So that gives it Chashivas. It's not an Av because everyone would know it. That's not the criteria. Maybe the criteria of is not because it's, you know, we think the criteria of is that it's obvious, it's blatant. Everyone knows it. You don't have to tell, I can fit. But maybe the criteria of is that it's a thing that was chosen that when the Torah was given, this is what the Torah decided to talk about. So even if it's not blatant, but if that's what the Torah is talking about, then it's an of. So since the only case of the Hekesh is Tinfa Peres HaNasa, so that gives it Chashivas.
doing this pshat?
I don't know.
What would be the answer?
It's not the simple pshat at one back time. Then even type in the answer. It's funny. What?
Well, what's Tosus? How is Rebbe reading Tosus?
I'm not hearing.
How is Rebbe reading Tosus's teretz in this pshat? Can you hear me?
Yeah. That's a good question. Yes, I heard you. I'm thinking. Maybe I should make believe like the internet went down. I don't know.
Would this make a difference if it's a Hekesh or Mamatzinu?
Sure. I know what is Taivis's answer. Taivis's answer. See, Taivis is answering Pasha the Kra, but then if Taivis is bringing in Pasha the Kra, then he should have just said Pasha the Kra is Achila, not Sitva Peres. Nothing to do with Mechai. Yes, he should have left out the words Mechai Karna in his answer. If Taivis would have left out the words Mechai Karna in his answer, everything would be fine. Because then I would say that Taivis's answer is going back to what we thought the Pashas is, that the definition of a Tolda is that you have to use your brain. And it's not Beferish, because you have to use your brain.
Maybe there's a comma there.
What does he need to add the words?
Maybe there is a comma there.
Yeah, but still, why does he need those words, even after the comma?
Maybe there's a comma there. Like with a comma, but he wouldn't need it. It'd be extra words. Taivis could have just said, "Kimin the Pasha the Kra Arebachila." Period. There'd be no need to say it. It just, even with the comment, what does he need to bring it in for? The way this simple answer, if Taivis' answer was "My Havamina," and he would just say that since the Pasha the Kra is Arebachila, so you're a Tolda. Taivis, it doesn't, and that I agree. Taivis' answer is Shver, according to, no matter what I'm going to say, is Shver, because since if Taivis in his answer holds of the Svara Pashe Dekra, then you don't need to bring in Mechaya Karna. It's Tintha Peres is not in the Pashe Dekra because it's not Shane. Shane is eating. That's a Pashe Dekra.
No, so Rebbe, so can we say that Tosus's Teretz is not going back to Rebbe's original understanding? Tosus is sticking with this more chiddush tikkupshat that it's in Hashem's mind, kaviyachol.
Yeah.
And the stress is for care. The stress is not on the word achila. It's on mechalia. The pashti the cross mechalia karna. That because the low mechalia karna is coming from a hekesh. It's not the pashti the cross. We not that it's switching back to pashti, okay, as opposed to us using our brains. It's pashti the cross somehow in the fact that. That's okay,
there's including a hekesh. A hekesh doesn't count.
Right.
That's not chashiv. Chashiv, that's only from a hekesh, doesn't get chashivas. Okay, maybe. Maybe that would be the answer. In other words, the pasuk is only talking about achila, which is mechaya karna. And to get to lo mechaya karna, we needed a hekesh. And that's also not chashiv. It does say that in the Prima Gadim, in the beginning of Prima Gadim, says that we don't necessarily say Savik Deraisa Lechumra by things that I learned that from the Yud Gimel Midas. It's a Shaida, because it's not as Choshev as something which is Beferish in the Torah. And he definitely says if you had a Dechiyah, if you had a choice, you have two mitzvahs. You have one mitzvah which is Beferish in the Torah, and one mitzvah which is only learned from Yud Gimel Midas. I'm pretty sure he says that the mitzvah which is befresh in the Torah is zeiche, because something that's learned from Yud Gimel Midas is slightly less chashiv. The fact that the Torah didn't, right, I think that's what he says. We find that the Rambam, everyone knows the famous Rambam, calls Yud Gimel Midas a drabanan, right? Right. The Rambam says that Kedushay Kesef is drabanan. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. And Klau Aleph says that we don't count things that are learned from the Yud Gimel Midas in the Taryag Mitzvahs. So the Rambam says the Farish that things that are from the Yud Gimel Midas are less chashiv than things that are in the real Torah, even though it's obviously a deraisa in some level. But that's the Farish and the Rambam. The Rambam calls all Yud Gimel Midas Rabbanans, and he says they don't go into Taryag mitzvahs. In other words, what happened was, this is just a side point, the Rishayim had a very big problem, because when you count the mitzvahs, there are much, much more than Taryag mitzvahs. So they had a big problem. So the Rambam's, one of his solutions was to get rid of all the Yugimomidas. All the Yugimomidas. So he got rid of a whole bunch. So he was able to get closer to Taryag.
Is there anyone who argues in the Rambam on that point?
Yeah, a lot of people argue around. Almost everyone argues the Rambam. We learned Gittin. Didn't you? The Rashi in the beginning of Gittin. That the time. Tain off the Kiddush Bekasva. Kiddush Bebiya Maikin Amemar. So the question is, what shall Tain of Kiddush Bekasva? So Rashi brings Rabbeisav say, because Kiddush Bekasva is Drabanan. But Yud Gimel Midas is Drabanan. That's a Rambam Shita. And Rashi says, you can't say such a thing. Chas V'shanam, because we kill you if you're an Ashes issue with Mizana. So therefore he says, you can't say such a thing. The Pashas, Rabbeisav Shal Rashi was the Rambam Shat, and Rashi argues.
But don't they also throw out a lot of the same mitzvahs anyway?
It's Beis Amid Beis and Gittin. That's Beis Amid Beis and Gittin.
Isn't that Ksuvis?
Oh, Ksuvis. See that? I didn't even like that yet. You're right. It's Ksuvis. Okay. Maybe even Gimel. Right? Gimel Amid Aleph.
It's Amid Beis. It's not Amid Aleph.
All right. Gimel. Okay. Ksuvis. Yes.
Now, Rebbe's
you know, I got mixed up because it's in the sugya of Einus Begitten. So Einus Begitten is in the sugya in Suvis. Okay, we can get mixed up. Okay.
Rebbe, is Rebbe's pshat dependent on whether it would be a Hekesh or a Mamatzinu?
No, we're not making a difference.
If it's a Mamatzinu, we can say that the Torah is actually talking about it?
Maybe, I don't know. So listen, if you want to say no, I don't know. I don't think it's a mammoth. I'm not saying mammoth. I'm saying heckish anyway. Yeah. The ma'aseh. Let me just go. So we're
fish. Tosfos is learning at an inu beer.
Yeah.
Tosfos is learning at inu beer.
But let me just. I'll stay. But let me just. So people who want to go. So next week we want to go. We'll skip to the end of the Amid about the about Ella Hechid Amno Sakino. Well, I think we should start a little bit before. The Kikam Rapapa told the board. Now there's a bottom told the board. But I'm not sure if I want to get in the, we'll see. We'll start at the beginning. And then it gets, that Gemara has the most famous, the world famous Rav Velvo, right? The most, that's half of Baba Kama. In the Rosh Yeshiva is this Rav Velvo.
Right? We're gonna do it.
What?
We're gonna do it.
Maybe. Except that Rav Velvo argues with Tosfos. It's one of my pet peeves on Baba Kama and all the Rosh Yeshivas is that they base all their Chishiyurim on this Rav Velvo. And Rav Velvo says his pshat to argue with Tosfos. Like it's a little bit strange. But okay, anyway, but that's where the Gemara. The Gemara starts. And the bottom of Gimel Amid Aleph, when it starts talking about Bor, Kikam Rafapa told the Bor. And we'll see that the Ravelba was on the Taibis Misharel Namadil. So we'll have to get to that Taisis. Okay.